Hi everyone, welcome to the Monday meditation, November 14th. it's good to be able to get the get together to meditate, even in this way. If you're new to meditation, I'll talk for a couple minutes about how we do it. And the basics are really simple. We don't have to do anything real fancy to sort of control our experience. Things are happening for us, right? Moment after moment. And in the midst of this, sometimes things are happening very quickly. It's often things are happening that we wish were not happening, or at least not happening in the way they are, emotions, maybe pain. So no matter what is happening, typically people have the ability to decide where to place attention. And if you can see okay and can see my hand, you can direct your visual attention to my hand. You can look away and then decide to come back, right? So we have choice as to where to place attention. Even without moving our head, we can shift the gaze somewhere else and then come back. And this is available even in, when things are really, really tough. And so most forms of meditation begin this way, directing attention. With mindfulness, we focus on sounds, on sensations in our bodies, on the feel of the breath. There's some choice here. It's not too important where we're focusing attention, but we want to focus on something actually happening. It's not make-believe, and something that's not painful. And so typically people can find that. So I'll guide the meditation and begin in that way. And then the second part is no matter how hard we try to keep our attention focused, the reason we do that, by the way, is there's something about that mental activity which cultivates more calmness and stability. It's very interesting that it works, and it is accessible to people. But even though it's accessible and doable, we are not going to do it perfectly. If you're doing it perfectly, you're probably doing something wrong. That's a joke. But the point is, we're not going to do it perfectly. Our minds are fast, and we all have things today that are needing to be dealt with, right? One way or the other, there's a to-do list, and there are plenty of memories that can pop to mind and draw our attention away. This is not something that we're trying to micromanage. It happens. It's part of our intelligence kicking in. And so when we notice that, oh, wait, I was trying to stay with the sensations of my breath, but a couple minutes have gone by and I'm just daydreaming or fantasizing or who knows what. The point is, we include whatever is happening in those moments as part of the meditation, that recognition of thinking. Often emotion has been involved. What is it like to be anxious or excited or joyous or freaked out or whatever, right? It's kind of this space of permission just to be real, to notice, and to practice staying attuned with our bodies. So with emotion, we want to get in the habit more and more of concluding that felt sense, the physical, tangible, palpable sensations often in the torso that are indeed a component of emotions like anxiety, fear, grief, and so forth. And this may come as news. It probably isn't like complete news, but it definitely might come as news that it's valuable to expand to include this. But we're not trying to micromanage it. It's much more just bringing awareness, and whenever we can, whenever we wish, coming back to that more neutral home base of the breath or wherever we were trying to focus. So I turned that 2 minutes into a 6-minute speech. Let's practice. Eyes can be open or closed. You might take a few deeper breaths, just one way to begin, slightly deeper in breaths and out breaths. Yeah, maybe even a little sigh with the out breath. and letting your breath be normal. So we don't work that hard. Just letting the breath be normal. We'll come back to the normal breath in a minute. For now, just notice the sounds you can hear. And whatever may be happening in your place, in your mind, in your head, in this area of sounds, just being receptive. Notice it's easy. We're not trying to control what we hear or keep track even. Just directing attention to this part of our experience, moment after moment, sounds come and go. So tuning in to some of what we hear in each moment. So our minds are receptive, not trying to hold on or keep track. It is doable. It takes a little effort. We have to try, but part of the challenge is that it's actually super simple activity. Our minds are used to more complexity. So you can stay with sounds if you wish. It's also good to practice with our bodies in a similar way. So when you wish, letting your attention settle into your body just to notice what you can feel. Head, shoulders, arms, hands, torso, legs, feet. Again, not anything esoteric, just vibration, pressure, softness. As we tune into our bodies, it can be natural to notice the sensations connected with the normal breath. Slight movement in the abdomen, the chest. The in-breath begins. Softening, dissolving the chest, the abdomen, as the out-breath begins, unfolds. Flow of fine sensations at the nose as air comes in, as air leaves. So the invitation is to let your attention rest in one of these areas, abdomen, chest, or nose, knowing when the in-breath begins, knowing when the out-breath begins. It's a pretty good approach for most people much of the time. If for any reason the breath doesn't feel quite right, it's okay to shift to somewhere else in your body, sensations in your hands or your feet or somewhere else. Or come back to sounds the way we began. If the choice is confusing, just noticing the feel of the breath at the opening of the nostrils is good enough. And the idea of letting the attention rest is, we decide, place the attention there, and are vigilant, careful, but not trying to make something happen. We don't need to clear our minds or anything like that. It's doable. And then, of course, keeping in mind that try as we might, there will be moments where the attention has drifted, been pulled into some thoughts, typically. Often emotion is nearby. So just permission just to take stock, to notice what's happening, to include, not fight so much. We might be fighting in a way, but noticing that too. So it's permission to just be real, not performing, not trying to make something happen. Even though we may have very definite and even specific goals for being here, this is the path, this is the method. Just letting things be, noticing, even when we don't like it, noticing what's happening, noticing that sense of not liking. Not trying to fix or correct ourselves, just noticing and then reconnecting at any point. It's always good just to come back to the simplicity of the feel of the breath and so forth. So we'll take two or three more minutes for the meditation together. It's sort of funny. It doesn't really matter what has happened so far. So if it's been great, that's good. If you haven't sort of started yet, that's actually not so unusual. Even noticing one breath is significant. The feel of this breath happening, beginning of the in-breath, beginning of the out-breath, it's unfolding, so forth. Not too much need to measure our success here. We can learn, of course, we can learn from our experience, but no need to evaluate it. We're not fighting our thoughts as part of this method, even when it feels like there's too much thought or it's just a kind of racing too much. Just recognizing that, thinking, finding our bodies, feel of a tangible feel of emotion or the sensations of the breath and so forth. So thank you. We'll end the meditation there. You're of course welcome to continue on your own. And by the way, if your response was, wait, why are we ending? I'm just getting going. Okay, that we can learn from that, right? It's just, this is an activity that it can make a difference, and we can notice that and so forth. As many of you know and have participated in, we from time to time, usually at least once a month, we have a day long for practice, a Saturday or Sunday. This Saturday, my colleague, Diana Winston, many of you know her, will be leading a day long beginning at 10 a.m. Pacific time. It's not really a day long. It's 5 or 6 hours. And it does involve meditation, but it doesn't mean 5 hours straight of what we just did. That would be a pretty extreme form of it. But the invitation is to consider coming, especially if you've been regular in practice or regular on these Mondays. And so forth. I encourage you to consider a little more, giving it a little more time in a supported context. And the key, of course, in any sort of extended practice, and the day-longs do differ in their structure with, differing teachers and so forth. But the idea is, for two things. First, there is no need to set up a time standard, just a few minutes of this, but in a regular way on a daily basis can make a difference over time. And the more we do it, the more of an impact it can have. So both of those are true, I feel. And I am not a fan of setting up time standards, or no one knows actually how much in general people should meditate in order to get a foothold and so forth. And even if there were generalizations, the activity is so personal that it would still remain quite personal. And yet this idea of, you know, we're developing habits, we're developing skills, and with any skill, you know, the more we can put our heart into it, the more time we work on it, the more of an impact it can have in our lives, whether we're young or older. And so I'm giving a pep talk to consider. It's a nice opportunity to practice with Diana. And so I invite you to consider that. And Ronnie, thanks. Ronnie put the link in the chat. It'll go from 10 to 3 p.m. Pacific time on this Saturday. And of course we do these, we have one or two a month typically. So yeah, thank you for your practice. Thank you for your attention. It's good to be here. TR, would you like to ask a question? Or did you just accidentally hit?
Yes, I wasn't a mistake. What I find often when we're together on Mondays, what I do is I bounce from the breath to a sound, to sensation in my body, because I get bored with any one of those three, but I do it within the context of the three that you usually mention.
That's good. That's fine. There are dozens of approaches here. There's room to fine tune it. And you know me well enough, and I'm going to say something else. That's good. That's fine. And yeah, what we're doing is inherently boring. Like, we're asking ourselves to pay attention to something that doesn't need to be paid attention to. And our minds are highly conditioned. And as human beings, I would say we're highly evolved to move quickly from one thing to another to another. Like, what is interesting? What's stimulating? What needs to be paid attention to now? We're on alert. And if nothing is happening, you know, it's already time to worry about the 2024 election, so we can start worrying about it, you know. And so it's our intelligence. I'm a philosopher, you know. I used to be a philosophy professor. I enjoy philosophy, and so I love thought. There's plenty to think about, and yet in this activity, and somehow even as a grad student in philosophy, I had the wherewithal or whatever to devote time to this, where I'm allowing things to be somewhat boring compared to all the things I could be thinking about. And I make a little bit of effort to keep the attention with the breath. It doesn't take a lot of effort typically, but it is more of a kind of an ongoing thing, right? You know, we can decide to try and really put our heart into it, and 47 seconds later, we're daydreaming again, you know. And so a sense of humor actually helps too. So we're not going to do it perfectly, but one thing that we can do is know, what is it like to be bored, right? That can be something we notice. And so, I know you know me well enough to appreciate it. I'm giving you a yes and a no on that. It's yes, it's fine. We develop our own practice and we can shift and so forth and stay in the ballpark just fine. And it can be quite interesting to, like, oh, I'm bored. What does it feel like? Even, you know, what does it feel like in my body? And the interesting thing about boredom is there may very well be those moments when we think we're bored, but we look into it and we go, wait a minute, this is peace. I'm peaceful right now. It's just not, my mind isn't, it's different in a way because it's not the same sort of stimulation and entertainment or whatever. But it's actually a moment of peace. So we can be on the lookout for that also. So even though I like to keep things simple, it's very interesting at every turn what we do with this activity. Thank you. Thank you. See you all. Take care.